Dr. Pinsky dictating a male IME on July 6, I think it is. Yep. On Tyreem, T-Y-R-H-E-E-M as in Mary, Smith. Tyreem Smith is a 41-year-old male. He reports he was injured at work on 11-16-20, but he was told to lift a resident out of bed onto a bariatric chair and as a result injured his lower back and right shoulder. Period. He did not indicate whether he went to the emergency room afterwards. Period. He did a further evaluation and treatment, including surgery on the lower back by Dr. Yao Manchili. Period. He has completed his course of active treatment. Period. He admits that he had a previous back injury in 2019, resulting in a laminectomy. Period. He reports he was doing well until the subject event. Period. The earlier surgery was done at Red Bank Surgical Center. Period. He denies any subsequent injuries to the involved areas. Period. New paragraph. As per his claim petition, Mr. Smith alleged he was lifting a resident on 11-16-20 and injured his right shoulder down the back and lower leg. Period. Medical records show he had an MRI, I'm sorry, he had x-rays of the lumbar spine on 11-30-20 compared to a study of 6-25-20. Period. Insert those results here. He also underwent a lumbar MRI on 12-30-20, also at the referral of Dr. Krishnan, K-R-I-S-H-N-A-N. Period. Insert those results here. Period. New paragraph. Mr. Smith was seen on 1-14-21 by Dr. Gonzalez, G-O-N-Z-A-L-E-Z. Period. He reported the mechanism of injury and treatment to date. Period. He admits to having similar problems in 2017, after which he ultimately underwent lumbar surgery. Period. It sounded as though this was a laminectomy, but the level was uncertain. Period. Dr. Gonzalez performed an exam and noted the results of his MRI. Period. His impression was intervertebral disc displacement in the lumbar sacral region, comma L5-S1, degenerative disc disease with focal central HNP, parentheses moderate-large, close parentheses, comma bilateral lumbar sacral neuritis, comma history of L5-S1 laminectomy. Period. They discussed treatment options. Period. He was uncertain if he wanted to go forward with injections since he had them in the past without benefit. Period. Accordingly, they agreed to pursue surgical intervention. Period. New paragraph on 2-17-21. He was seen by Dr. Lospinuso, L-O-S-P-I-N-U-S-O. Period. He opined the patient had a large recurrent disc herniation at L5-S1 as a direct result of the lifting incident on 11-16-20. Period. He concurred about pursuing surgical intervention. Period. I am not in receipt of the operative report, but at follow-up on 5-5-21, Mr. Smith had undergone surgery on 4-19-21 involving a revision lumbar laminectomy on the left at L5-S1. Period. Dr. Lospinosa referred him for a course of physical therapy that was rendered on the dates described. Period. On 7-14-20, he last saw Dr. Lospinosa. Period. He had a satisfactory outcome to the surgical procedure, and his function was markedly improved. He had the absence of pain and could perform all activities. Dr. Luis Benuso then cleared him back to full gainful employment without restriction and discharged him from care to maximum medical improvement. Straight leg raise maneuvers were negative. Thomas' strength and sensation were intact. There was normal range of motion in the lumbar spine. Physical exam. Extremities upper normal, shoulders normal, extremities lower. Inspection revealed pes planus bilaterally. Deep tendon reflexes were brisk at the patella and 2 plus at the Achilles. Manual muscle testing was 4+/5. Pre-resisted left plantar flexor strength was otherwise 5/5. The rest of that is normal. Cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbar sacral. Inspection revealed a midline longitudinal scar measuring 1.5 inches in length and a left paramedian scar measuring 1/2 inch in length, also in a longitudinal orientation, consistent with his surgeries. Active flexion was to 80 degrees, comma extension 20 degrees, comma, with bilateral rotation and side bending full. There was mild tenderness at the left paravertebral musculature. In the absence of spasm, there was none on the right. Supine straight leg raises and maneuvers elicited only a pulling sensation in his hamstrings at 85 degrees, but no low back or radicular complaints. The rest of that section is normal. Impressions. On 11/16/20, Tyreem Smith injured himself while lifting a resident out of a bed. He currently asserts he injured his lower back and right shoulder. From the documentation provided, it does not appear that he received any particular attention to the shoulder. He did undergo x-rays of the lumbar spine on 11/30/20. Compared to a study of 6/25/20. That earlier study was before the subject event and speaks to ongoing symptomatology after his earlier laminectomy. This is notwithstanding his denials of same. He then underwent a lumbar MRI on 12/30/20. Afterwards, he saw Dr. Gonzalez, who treated him conservatively with physical therapy. He then underwent surgery as noted above. He followed up with Dr. Los Benuso through 7/14/21 when he was doing quite well and had an essentially normal physical examination. He paragraphed the current exam, found there to be healed surgical scarring consistent with his two procedures. He had only mildly reduced range of motion at the lumbar spine. Neither sitting nor supine straight leg raise maneuvers elicited low back or radicular complaints even at 90 degrees. Sensation was intact. He had brisk patellar reflexes. By manual muscle testing, left plantar flexor strength was 4+/5, although he was able to use the same muscle groups while walking on his toes without difficulty. New paragraph. This case represents 12.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the lower back. Of this assessment, I would apportion 10% to his prior low back injury and surgery that obviously remains symptomatic until only a short time before the subject event. In terms of the right shoulder, there is 0% permanent partial total disability. And